You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. 2 weeks ago, President Trump addressed a crowd at the National Walk for Life in D.C. via teleconference. He's the first sitting president to ever speak at the event. This Saturday, the 14th annual Walk for Life West Coast took place in San Francisco. Thousands of people marched down Market Street carrying signs saying, "Unborn lives matter and adoption is an option." The walk was met by several hundred counter-protesters out to defend abortion rights. We sent KALW's Amber Miles to Civic Center to speak with people on both sides of the issue.
I'm Barbara Moody. I'm principal at St. Anthony Immaculate Conception School. This is a good event. It's not just for Catholics. It's for all people who believe in life, that life is precious. It's a gift from God, and that every single person that is born has a gift to bring to the world. I don't think that there's a momentum to change the laws per se. I think it's our job here to witness to conception through death, and that through that, and we can only change our policies in government to be pro-life, to respect people's need for health care, to support families in need. If we had a government that did that, then maybe we would see less people choosing to abort their fetus. We have to just have better policies so people don't see abortion as an option, but they see I have options here.
My name's Fred. I'm a longtime San Franciscan, and I'm out here every one of these Walk for Life marches. And it's one thing for people to be against abortion. A lot of us believe everybody should be making our own decision, that this is a healthcare issue, healthcare rights, and that the clinics need to be safe, accessible, affordable, and that they do a whole range of women's healthcare. This city here in Northern California continues to provide abortion and before it, but the city power structure was not enough against this. Against these religious zealots coming out here every year. They have this big rally. Some of us want to make sure they don't do it unopposed because they're trying to recruit people. They're sending horrible messages, abortions, genocide, murder, as if it's fact.
Again, we pray that the Lord our God will preserve this city and this holy habitation and every city and country from abortion, euthanasia, pestilence, famine.
My name is Matthew Yoakum. I'm from Riverside, California, and I help organize a Walk for Life event every year for our church. And so we bring Orthodox Christians from Southern California to come protest in San Francisco with the Walk for Life. I personally disagree a lot with what Trump has done. And I think he undermines women and how they're precious to us. So the chief Christian in Orthodox Christianity is a woman. And so when he says things like, "I'm gonna grab them by their private parts," we think that undermines the position of women in our life, right? I hope that he genuinely has a pro-life position, and it seems like maybe he does, but I think that in overall, he hurts women, and that's definitely not what we're about, but you take the good when you can get it, right? So that's kind of where I'm at, personally.
My name is Joanna. I'm 31. I just finished my PhD in journalism studies, and I'm looking for work right now, and I live at Stanford. My husband is a student there. I just was always pro-life, but I became especially pro-life after having a kid myself, because I just realized in my own body what it's like to have a little human growing in there and kicking and, you know, seeing on the ultrasound. And I just couldn't understand, especially because I'm a rather left-wing person. I support universal health care and, you know, help for mothers and all kinds of progressive causes. And I just, it's like the one thing that annoys me the most about life in modern society is that abortion rights are considered progressive and leftist, because I think there is nothing more progressive than to defend those humans who are the weakest and the tiniest and who have absolutely no voice. I consider myself a feminist, and there are other groups here, you know, who have that message as well. And I just don't think that, you know, convenience justifies killing another human being. Of course, there are cases where it's one life against another, and those are extremely difficult decisions. So I think women should be supported, you know, when they have crisis pregnancies. I don't believe personally in outlawing abortion at this point, because it will always be available. Even these companies that, you know, just send pills to people, you know, it's always going to happen. So I prefer it to be legal and to be safe, but I'm not pro-choice because I want it to be unthinkable.
My name is Toni Mendocino. I'm active with Bay Area Freedom Socialist Party. I'm also a member of Teamsters 2010, my union. And I'm here today to stand up for the need for reproductive rights and justice for all women, especially for poor women who are the ones that are hardest hit when abortion is illegal or health services are not available. And I feel that this is one of the most urgent things, is that we don't go backward in time. And the fact that people are in the street today rallying against abortion on near the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, to me, impelled me to come out and say I think we need more safe, legal abortion and free health care and free child care.
My name is Eric Tinoco. I come from Fremont, the city of Fremont here in California. I am an immigrant. I am under DACA. So when I hear about pro-life, it's not just the babies. The babies are really important, are the most important part of life, right? Because that's where everything begins. But when you don't respect life after that, you're not really pro-life. That's how I feel. If you see my sign, I have impeached Trump. That's because I feel the president is using the movement to gain more followers instead of really being pro-life. If you are pro-life, you have to respect life from the beginning to the end. From the baby till the person that is about to die. Every part of life has to be respected. The immigrants, the refugees, minorities, women, everyone has to be respected. That's what real pro-life is.